Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. Through my book, podcasts like this one, and my blog posts, I'll do my best to help you find the life you want through simple steps that hopefully will make your life easier and less stressful. You can find my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. At my website, www.moneysmartsforyou.com, that's with the number four letter U.com, you will find my podcast and my blog, in addition to other information that might interest you, depending on what you need in your financial life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to know more about, please email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. That's B-A-R-B-I-E at M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four, the letter U.com. With the volatility in the stock market, oil market, and the political uncertainty of an election year, all happening at the same time, I wanted to talk to you about how to calm your personal fears, go over your financial goals, and do a quick review of your portfolio during this tumultuous time. Number one, write down your five financial goals. Do this off the top of your head. If you've got a piece of scratch paper handy, sit down and write that down right now, okay? Consider your long-term goals, like saving for your retirement, saving for your kids' college, paying off your debts, like your credit card debts, any car loans you might have, a mortgage, okay? Also think about creating a $1,000 nest egg that you can use for emergencies, like car repairs or dental services or maybe a copay on a medical visit. In addition, think about saving 6 to 9 months of income for emergencies just in case you lose your job or you're laid off or you're disabled for a short period of time. Number two, write down your five financial dreams. You know, sometimes that's really good to get back in touch with what you're dreaming about and what your aspirations are. Okay, again, do this off the top of your head. These might be things like buying a sports car, taking a vacation to a destination resort, getting your master's degree, remodeling your house or buying a new one, living in a foreign country, changing jobs, getting a raise. Whatever those are, write them down. Three, assess the state of your life. Are you in a happy relationship or marriage? Are you happy in your work? Do you like the community you live in? Do you have a hobby that interests you? What is the one thing that you would change in your life to make it better? This last question not only requires you to be spontaneously honest with yourself, but it requires you to be willing to take a chance and make changes in yourself and in your life. If your relationships aren't what you'd like them to be, then consider whether you work on them at all, or if they're merely decorations of your working life. If you don't spend time with your significant other or your kids, then maybe that needs to change. Make an appointment just like you do with a client or block out time like you do for work. But make time to spend time with those people that are supposed to be very important to you. If you're not happy in your work, what is that about? Is it the culture at work? Are the relationships with your coworkers not very good? Are you not getting paid enough? You don't have enough mental stimulation, or there's no upward mobility. Again, think about what you can do to make a difference in yourself and in your position and your work. You may need to visit with your supervisor about how you can add more to your skills, your work attitude, or your effort to enhance your work experience. Sometimes it may be where you work that's the problem, and if so, then if you like your work role, maybe look to move elsewhere to another company in a similar capacity with the hope that there will be a better climate there. Beware, however, that some industries suffer from an industry-wide culture or industry-wide attitude that doesn't change no matter what company you work with. So when you're exploring new opportunities, keep that in mind and really pay attention to what the corporate culture seems like. Don't have a hobby? Start looking for one. If you're a sedentary person, consider something like gardening, bird watching, playing a sport, or volunteering for a group like Habitat for Humanity, where you're out and about. If you're very active in your job, then you may want to look for something that allows you to rest your body and activate your mind in a different way, like art or music. A hobby can allow you to expand your life through using your mind and body differently than you do for work or with your family. It can relieve stress and give you a sense of accomplishment. It can also allow your brain to work differently and think about some of the issues that may be bothering you a different way. If you have a good life, if you're truly blessed, then enjoy it. Don't be in denial of what is going on at work, in your relationships, your community, or your industry where you work, but don't borrow trouble by becoming negative and angry. When you have a good life that, yes, may not be perfect, but then no one has a perfect life. Do what you can to make a difference for you and others around you. Do your best to follow the golden rule. Do unto others that which you would have them do unto you. 4, turn off the TV news, the internet, and your electronic gadgets. TV news covers the most depressing topics in a hysterical fashion. It's always Chicken Little calling for the world to come to an end. So turn it off. The internet news sources are more or less the same, only more vivid and repetitive. Social media is a form of the old party line telephone gossip game and rarely will give you any inspiration or real social interaction with living, breathing beings. And do you really like being Pavlov's dog, responding to every ping, bell, clang, or static-filled ringtone? Set limits and boundaries and turn off those electronic beasts for the evening or one day on the weekend or whatever time you can afford to be off those umbilical cords we've created for ourselves. Find some peace in the outdoors, in interaction with friends and family, in person, not via virtual life, and absorb every living moment. No one knows how long they're going to be in this world, so enjoy each other now while you are both here. 5, calmly review your personal financial world. Have you got $1,000 in the bank for emergency car repairs or dental work? If so, check that off your list. How about saving 6 to 9 months of expenses in an insured savings account? Check that off too if you've accomplished that goal. Have you set up everything at work to make retirement contributions to your 401k or 403b or your IRA? If so, there's a check mark. If you have a child, do you have a 529 plan and or a Coverdell IRA set up for them that you contribute to on a monthly basis? If you don't have a child, are you taking an amount out of your paycheck monthly to build up your investment account automatically before you have a chance to spend the money? These are all things that, you know, you can check off your list if you're doing them and feel accomplished. If you're not, put them on your list of things to do. 6, review your investment portfolios. Okay, what is your asset allocation? Are you 30 years old? Then, if so, you want to consider your age, 30 or 30% in fixed income and cash, and the remaining 70% in common stocks via index funds or low-cost, well-performing mutual funds for your long-term money. Use the equation that goes like this. 100 minus your age equals the amount in common stocks for growth. Fixed income and cash equals your age. Each year you can rebalance. The cash you keep needs to cover your emergency fund and your 6 to 9 months of expenses and can be a place where you collect the income paid to you by your investments, waiting until you rebalance each year so you can redeploy this money appropriately for your age and needs. Even though the markets around the world are correcting, the economy of the United States is still in a very good place. We've made it through the financial disasters that brought us to our knees in 2008, almost bankrupting the entire auto industry, housing market, financial markets, and now we're in a pretty good place, especially compared to other economies. Yes, there are segments of our population that are still living hand-to-mouth. Yes, we still have the poor, and quite honestly, we will always have the very poor in our midst. But if you're going to invest money, where do you really want to have it? Major companies with good balance sheets that make products and offer services used all over the world. Companies that are growing. Companies that have value. So look at the index funds for the major market indices or low-cost, well-managed stock mutual funds. And remember that all those retirement contributions and 529 plan investments and your monthly deductions from your paycheck are investing at lower prices than last time, allowing you to average down on your prices and giving you a chance to make money over the long term. Don't let the politician's rhetoric and grandstanding make you feel bad about your personal circumstances or about the community you live in or this country in general. Don't get sucked into their anger. Remember in the Harry Potter books how the Dementor's cold and angry attitude can affect those it attempts to corrupt? Be like Harry and his peers. Think of something good and pure, eat chocolate, and live your life as the best person you can be. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.